This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Gary. Hi, Gary. Gary, are you with us?
Yes.
How can I help?
Hey, I wanted to say, first off, I love the show. It's great. I found it a couple months ago, and it's very informative. I really like it.
Thank you.
I want to ask you a question about my wife. She's 53. She's been in really good health. She's had chronic, sinus problems, allergies, asthma, her whole life. And I find it, it's funny that she goes to see the family doctor, and they send you to the specialist, the ear, nose, and throat doctor, and she gets these chronic, like, sinus infections that sometimes she can have 6 or 8 or 9, a year, it's like we get the same, we go to the doctor, we get the nose sprays, the allergy, or we'll get some antibiotics. She seems like she's on antibiotics constantly.
Yeah.
To the point where last year, it affected her, her blood levels apparently, went because she came up and had a physical and had problems with the, with the blood and the liver and stuff. Well, we got that cleared up, but she's been relatively a really healthy person, but it seems like these chronic sinus infections just get her down, and then they put her on prednisone, which she's taken that off and on, which I think she's probably taking it too much. It's a strong medicine, but I'm just wanting to know if there's anything, you can give us, maybe diet-wise or anything else that might help her out.
Yeah, I mean, there's several things I think about. First, let me get into this. I mean, just so you know, the antibiotics and the antihistamines and the nose sprays and all that, that's what we do in medicine. That's all we have. That's kind of our arsenal. So, unless you're really going down more of a natural route, you're never going to go to a traditional MD, typically, okay, very rare, and get a bunch of alternative treatments for allergies. Just not usually going to find that. So let's talk about that for a minute, okay? And first and foremost, how does she eat? Are eating habits good or not so good?
Pretty good. Her weight is good. Like I said, she's been a relatively pretty healthy person.
But healthy because she's thin, because of her metabolism and of her choices?
Yeah.
When you say good, why don't you let me see if it's good or not? All right, so give me, what is a typical day? Just give me her breakfast on a typical day.
Oh, probably juice, cereal, maybe a toast, or, she usually eats pretty light in the morning, and then she'll have maybe fruit or maybe a light salad for lunch. And then she eats just a regular dinner, with fruit, vegetables.
Meat and vegetables kind of thing, right?
Maybe a small portion of chicken or fish or meat or something. But I thought she ate pretty healthy,
Well, yeah, I mean, I get it. It's not like she's eating fried chicken every meal with French fries. So, yeah, and eating a bunch of bonbons all day. So I get that. The interesting thing is, when somebody suffers from allergies at any level, you've got to look at their diet. And two of the biggest culprits for any type of allergic response in the body, and this is not forever. So when I say think about avoiding these foods for a period of time, it's not just forever, it's for a period of time. But you might want to think about avoiding all grains, so your breads, your pastas, your cereals, your crackers, because they contain a protein in them called gluten. And gluten, although she may not be considered celiac, she may be in a situation where her body's just sensitive to it. And by coming off gluten, her body can function at a much higher level, meaning that it reduces foods that create a bunch of histamine. The histamine is produced by certain cells called the mast cells or basophils, okay? Without getting too technical, just so you know, you can eat foods and it can create this histamine response in the body, which is why when you have allergies, you take an antihistamine, okay? So that's how it happens. So if you eliminate the foods that cause this histamine response in the body, many times you can reduce the allergic response in the body. And milk is another one too, so dairy products. So those two, cutting them completely out of the diet for about 8 weeks, you'll notice a big difference. I mean, huge. It's either going to work or it's not. And that's where you can kind of look into that. But yeah, I mean, those kind of foods typically do cause a lot of allergies to people. And whenever it's chronic, like whenever somebody is constantly dealing with it, I mean, you got a couple things. Number one, the foods. Number two, stress levels in their life. So if you've got a lot of emotional stress, or you're going through a tough time, or, you know, loss of a job or a family member, a loved one, whatever, that can produce a lot of stress in the body, which can raise cortisol, stress hormone, and can release more histamine. That's a whole different topic. But, you know, just the emotional part of it definitely plays a role. So I would look into the eating part. And does she take any supplements at all by chance?
Maybe just a multivitamin, maybe some B.
Okay. Some of the basics. Well, there are some supplements that can be helpful when you've got a lot of allergies. One being what's called a proteolytic enzyme. Now, these proteolytic enzymes are found in pineapple, typically. Bromelain is a big part of what they're made out of. But it's really good to get them in a supplement form. You can pick them up at a health food store. And you take these proteolytic enzymes about an hour after a meal. And what they do is they break down the excess proteins that might not get digested during the major part of the digestion process, that they are kind of headed toward elimination. Those are the proteins that typically create a lot of the histamine. And so the proteolytic enzymes go in and they help break those down. And again, they're really inexpensive. You can go to a health food store and just tell them you want some proteolytic enzymes and they should know what you're talking about. But that can be helpful too. And you can look at that for a period of time. But allergies can be a real bear. A lot of people struggle with them, and deal with them. And they can be really uncomfortable. But, you know, having to go to antibiotics all the time like that, at that level, my gosh, I feel terrible for it. It's not a fun place to be in. Probiotics are good, too, just so you know. Keeping that good, healthy bacterial flora in the gut can make a big difference. I mean, a huge difference, because it really, even though she's healthy, you know, even though she's been relatively doing great, when it comes down to the sinuses and congestion and allergies and just all of that business, you know, they can call it sinus infection, whatever. Still, you get back to the root cause of what's going on, and typically that's what tends to be the root. Good that she's taking vitamin D, by the way. Her immune system will benefit tremendously. If she's not doing blood tests, I would have her get a blood test done about every 6 months. Might be a smart thing because, you know, let's say she's taking 1,000 units of D every day, and her blood test shows that she's at like 30 for her vitamin D. Well, she's extremely low at the low end of the range at that point. It's not doing that much for her immune system. But if she started taking more D, like maybe 5,000, 7,000 units a day, and you get her numbers up to like 90, 80 or 90, now you're talking. Because the upper end of the range is 100, and then her immune system will get strong. So you can adjust the levels based on the blood work, and the doctor can help you do that. Okay, a couple things to think about. But I hope she feels better. Keep me posted. Call me back on the show. You can always send me an email. Great talking with you. 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. So the question is, what kind of new choices are you going to make to improve your health so you can go to the next level for your health and for your life? We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Welcome back to the show. Don't forget, you can go online and check us out at GetWellRadio.com. All the nutrition information that you're looking for, learning how to lifestyle your way back to health. Our lifestyle team and wellness team, we really fill in the gaps. Got a great, great team that's growing every single day. Wellness experts around the country joining our team to really give you the best in lifestyle choices. And it really is the area that we're missing. So if you're trying to figure out how to drop those pounds, if you're figuring out what kind of nutrition that your body needs, and you're really looking for a new start, somebody to coach you and walk with you along the way, that's what we're here for. That's what our team is here for. Because we want to see you live better, have more hope to really go through life and achieve all that you want to achieve. And that's what we're here. That's what all of this is about. It's about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. And it's about everything that you are looking for to be and to achieve. Let's go to Rebecca now. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Dr. Asa. I'll just recap from our little telephone incident.
Glad to have you back.
Earlier hour, my phone went crazy.
Okay.
My name is Rebecca. And anyway, I lost 75 pounds over the last two or three years. Oh, I've had hypertension since I was 19. I'm 55 years old now. I eat healthy now, and but over the last 15, maybe 18 years, I've been in and out of emergency rooms, hospital stays. I've had all the tests ran, perfect heart, no glitches on any of my tests, but I have a chest pain that comes and goes, and I have been diagnosed with a hiatal hernia. My doctor is a cardiologist by profession and my MD, and he's a great doctor, and essentially the chest pain is always right above my heart, and it just scares me really bad when it happens. And I'm just wondering, is that typical with hiatal hernia, with acid reflux? Is that a typical pain? Is there something deeper that we're just not finding?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. I mean, when you say something deeper that we're not finding, I mean, the reality is the doctor himself or herself, you know, is going to have to do the testing to figure that out. And that's tough for me to just say, but you know, at the end of the day, there's many, many issues that could be causing them. Everything from, it could be heart, but if you rule everything out, meaning if they do the EKGs and an echo and they do everything, all the basic tests, and even the blood work, and it's showing that everything's fine, then they have to go with, okay, everything's okay. But if it's still bothering you, still hurting, it could be something else. I mean, it could be anxiety masking itself as some type of heart-related issue. It could be costochondritis, which is where you get the ribs actually going into the sternum. And there could be a malposition in those. And that's where a good chiropractic physician can come in, believe it or not. Would work very well. Physical therapy could do well, too, in resolving that. So there's a lot of could-bes when it comes to chest pain. And, you know, so is it been, let me ask you this question just from my own curiosity. Has it been coming and going? And does it go, you know, does the pain go down your arm very often? Your left arm?
No, I don't really feel anything going down my arm or any other heart-related symptoms typically. It's just, it feels like about 2 to 3 inches right above my heart in my chest, and the pain never moves, and it just hurts the same way each time. And I think that because I've been more obese and because I've had hypertension for so long, I think that I jump to conclusions and I get scared. And
but that's okay.
It could be related to my doctor prescribed at one time for me Nexium for the acid reflux for the hiatal hernia, and that was diagnosed with the upper GI and everything, so I'm sure that it's there. It's just that I couldn't continue to take Nexium because it gave me bad side effects. So we've tried switching me over to more like just a name brand acid reducer, and that does seem to help. I do feel like that has helped. And so, you know, I guess I should just look at the obvious thing instead of worrying about the unobvious.
Yeah, but it's okay, Rebecca, to go through that. You know, I mean, it's a normal response to feel that way. And you're dealing with your heart, potentially. And so it would freak anybody out. So it's not being overly cautious. But at the end of the day, if you've ruled everything out and they've checked it and it's not your heart, you might want to go have someone look at it. Now, did they say anything about it being like an atypical angina chest pain, which is just kind of a generalized almost cramping of the heart muscle, basically?
No, they've actually never found anything at all related to my heart. I'm very thankful to say.
Absolutely.
And initially, 2 to 3 years ago, that is what got me in gear about adjusting the way that I ate, and 75 pounds is significant, but I have about another 50 pounds to go, and I'm trying to get back to the original way that I started doing this, was by only placing things in my mouth that helped my body. Vegetables and olive oil, and I have read up, and I do know quite a bit now about things that are a positive effect on your body.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I think just sticking with that game plan and sticking with what you're doing is good. I would maybe go into a chiropractic physician's office, have them take a look at it. Because if it is something like a costochondritis, there's a lot of techniques that they can use to get it resolved. And if you carried a lot of weight before, then there could be some malposition in those areas. Literally the most minute shifting in that area could create a lot of pain. I mean, it feels like sometimes somebody's putting just a knife in that area. It hurts to breathe, you know, that sort of thing. So that's a possibility. So if you've had the weight on you, which you have, and now you've lost it, you know, that's a possibility. Because if the muscles themselves have atrophied in that area and they used to hold, there can be some shifting. And at least they can check it out and give you a good overview. And it wouldn't be that expensive. Most of them take insurance, and at least you can get an evaluation to rule that out. And you may find that that was an issue the entire time. The structural aspect of the body is very overlooked, and most people don't think about it. They're just like, well, what pill do I need to take to make this better? And a lot of times it can be on the structural side of the body. So just a little note to think on, and definitely good to hear from you. Keep me posted, okay? We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike. Mike, are you with us? Oh, we lost Mike. Let's go to Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How can I help?
Okay. I'm a 50-year-old, you know, and I'm really sick. And I was on a protocol of medication, which was Prilosec and Abilify. And the Prilosec was for LPR, and I had that severely. I have had to have $7,000 worth of dental work because of the severity of the reflux, and I have retention cysts in my sinus cavities from that. I was on Abilify for sleep and as an add-on for depression, and was given Cymbalta. I received a prednisone shot and was a smoker. Mm. And I have a very complicated medical history. I have a benign brain lesion, and on and on. I have a rare spinal cord disorder, Tardwell cyst. I have foot drop. I have osteoarthritis. I have fibromyalgia. I recently found out that I didn't know. I was 2 inches shorter than I knew that I had been. And I was left with this medical check when the Cymbalta was added with a bleeding disorder.
Okay.
Approximately 3 weeks. Okay. That developed into scalded skin syndrome. And I haven't had any medical treatment. I've been waiting. This has been going on since July. I'm dismissed from my 20-year-old medical practice because of complaints. I went to a local hospital, unnamed, and had been unhappy with an internist there, and that was when I wasn't sure why I was losing the ability to use my right foot, and I'm dismissed from that. I have an upcoming appointment with the dermatology associate because I have lost so many layers of my skin. I'm unable to control my body temperature to regulate it. I still am able to be any hair, rip, you know, my skin is so fragile. I recently lost my eyelashes 2 weeks ago. For mental health support, because I'm so toxic to everything now. I was already toxic to NSAIDs. I was already toxic to a multitude of medications.
Mm-hmm.
I can no longer take the Abilify, any classification of that drug. I cannot take the Prilosec. I have received the most severe side effects from those drugs, and when I tried to stay on them, even after I discontinued without medical support, don't do it alone. But I had to. It was to save my life. The Cymbalta, and really who helped me was poison control in Louisville, Kentucky. I have no doctor. I'm alone. I'm really sick. And I am trying so hard. I am, for nutrition, following the advice of a Chinese herbalist in Massachusetts who said for fibromyalgia that I have, and pain, which I have a great deal of pain, that our bodies are wet for that condition. And he suggested to go on foods that potentially, what he said, dry internally the body system out. And because I'm so allergic to everything now, I can't hardly eat. I didn't know I had an ulcer either, and I can barely get food in, and so I'm trying to follow the wet protocol that the doctor suggested. I get a few bites of food in at a time. I'm constantly running a fever, and I don't know what to do.
I understand. I know it's tough, and I know it's not easy, but it sounds like you've got a decent team around you to help you, right?
No, I have no one.
Well, you got the Chinese, I mean, the Chinese herbalist. Are you seeing him, or do you just go by advice, like over the internet, or do you talk to him by phone? How does that work?
Right. No, his advice is an internet email that you can go symptomatically through, and that seems to be, I've always had that issue and tried to explain it to doctors. My body can never take heat, and it's always in a wet state.
But most doctors don't understand that because they don't understand Chinese medicine.
Okay. Well, it's that my body tends to accumulate fluid.
Right. But I'm just saying a lot of traditional medical doctors are not trained in Chinese medicines. You know what I mean? So they're not really going to get that.
Okay.
So do you have a primary care doctor that you're working with right now that is really helping you? I mean, the one that's been giving you the medicine?
No, I can't take any. I am excluded from medications. I'm allergic now to them.
To all of them, right? Even though, the antibiotics that you were taking for quite some time, you can't even take anymore, right?
The MRSA, for the MRSA, I went to emergency room to get a second protocol, but those wound sites are still sore, and I have an upcoming appointment to go for a one-time visit to a dermatology clinic for where I've lost the eyelashes and where I've lost all the multi-layers of my skin.
I understand. So your question to me is what?
And alone. And
you just need somebody to help, right?
No, I have no one. I don't know a doctor that will see me. I don't know where to find a doctor.
Have you gone to a naturopathic physician at all?
I've considered that to go back to GNC. You don't have knowledge of herbal products. That's all I'm using. For calm.
I mean, that's fine for your GABA levels and anxiety and that sort of thing. I mean, I've got all kinds of ideas, but that's not for me to just tell you a bunch of herbal things that'll help right or that could possibly help right now is not what you need. That's not my best play of advice for you. And if my best bit of information for you is really with everything you have going on, you don't need to hear something from me per se. You need to get someone that can dig in with you. Does that make sense?
Right.
You need someone that can really get an hour with you just on the consultation to get all the details and do a brief, a thorough exam. And really dig into your history and walk in this thing with you. And traditional medicine is good, but I think in your case of what you're looking for, someone that's been trained as a naturopathic physician would be very helpful. And, if you've gone the medical route and the antibiotics and whatnot are not helping you, how long has it been since you've been to, say, internal medicine doctor or, like you said, a dermatologist, anyone? And how long has it been?
I haven't. My last medical appointment was an urgent treatment visit and a hospital visit, and they said, you need to be seen now. You need to be seen now. And I tried to readmit to the only two places I actually had any medical history and declined. So I need to find someone who can work with me. And I have, when they gave me my medical history finally, it filled up. Complete sheet. I didn't know that I had some of the things that I had, so I've had to secure all of my medical records alone to try to find another doctor for treatment. I mean, I have had everything that could go wrong did go wrong. I'm so debilitated. I don't have any understanding how to get into a recovery state at this point.
Well, here's the thing. I understand that you're upset and you're scared and you don't know where to turn. I understand that. But you have to definitely get someone with you that can guide you. And there are people that do care about you. I mean, we do. But it's finding someone near you, you know what I mean, that really can dig in with you, kind of take you by the hand and walk you through the process. Many times, the reason I'm saying a naturopathic physician, I think that they're really good because they tend to take a lot of time and they see a lot of cases after it's already gone to the traditional medical route. And, and a lot of medical doctors are not real big fans of that form of treatment. But it's definitely worth, meeting with someone and telling them your story and letting them kind of dig in. I wouldn't completely stop on the medical route either, though. And if maybe the doctors that have worked with you have come to the end of their line, find another one. you know, there's always a little bit of training that a doctor can have that may have an answer. You know, because I'll tell you this, God hasn't left you in the middle of all this. I mean, you know, that's just my own opinion. And, you know, he says he'll never leave you. So he's the great physician. He's greater than any of us. He's the one that provides all the education for it anyway. So I would trust in that and have hope to know that there's a better day coming. But reach out for what you know to find some of these doctors to walk with you.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Madigan. Did I say that right? Madigan?
Yes, Edward Madigan, sir.
Okay, Edward, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can I do to help, sir?
I had a recent issue. I'm a type 2 diabetic in control of meds. Had it for over 10 years. And all of a sudden, they take a routine EKG. Had like three of them done in the last, say, 2 years. And all of a sudden, now it's saying sinus rhythm. Then it goes possible minor infarction, which means minor heart attack. And I was wondering if you could give me any insight as to what could be doing that.
Well, I mean, what do your doctors tell you so far? Did they give you any kind of inkling of what's going on?
Just I had an echocardiogram done, and they couldn't find anything there. But I was told by the technician, he goes, well, it usually means there's a blockage somewhere, and part of your heart muscle got deprived of oxygen. And I don't know, I feel fine, feel good. Never, you know, I've never had any heart issues in my life. I'm an ex-military guy, Marine corporal from way back in the 80s. I finished up in 89, and currently, I work full time, and I'm over 50 now. I'm 51, but I'm always been like the positive type, and I'm the diabetic issue. Yeah, I couldn't get around it. I do my best with it with medicine control on the average of 7 to 7.5 on my A1C. So that isn't really a factor so much, but. That's what's scaring me a little bit. Why would your EKG come back all of a sudden minor infarction? I've never had that happen.
Yeah, but that could be a variant too. I mean, because it comes back like that doesn't mean you should be overly concerned. Especially, did the doctor say to be overly concerned, or he said don't worry about it?
Yeah, he more or less said don't worry about it. But I have a medical ticket with the FAA that's kind of dependent on that. I had my private pilot license since I was a lot younger, and I planned on in the future, near future, to upgrade my skill levels, and basically I have to get a first-class medical. I currently have a third class with a special issuance of the diabetes thing. You can fly an airplane, but you got to have the right paperwork filed and get approval. And so I was going to get my first class, and that's when that came up, right during the exam. It was just a trial exam just to see how things are going. That came up, so it's a good thing I did it that way. But that concern with it, but I'm just trying to figure out why would all of a sudden every EKG machine turn on? That's what it feels like. You don't have any ideas at all, or
well, I mean, it could be there's a lot of different reasons why that can happen, but I mean, like quite a few, and only if I had all the testing and that sort of thing to really look at, could I give you a real good solid answer. But I mean, there's several things and reasons why. But why? I mean, do you actually know why and just give you a definitive answer? I think your doctor would have already given you that. It's just one of those deals where you just don't know. And the heart itself
when it shows these variants, like on an EKG or an echo or whatever, you just have to look at them, and there's certain little aspects of these tests that will just give you some baseline answers. And you can go back to the textbooks and what they teach us, but at the end of the day, you have to just say, okay, well, the heart's just doing this, and you know, here's why, or we don't know why. And so you have to focus on not so much of what the test said, but what can you do to make your heart strong, and what can you do to support your heart? I mean, that really needs to be the focus of your mindset more than anything. Because, again, you feel great, right? Everything's going okay, but then you've got a test over here that says, well, you know, here's the deal. And so it gets you kind of concerned. And I get that. I mean, I would be too. But just so you know, a lot of people have things that pop up on these tests, and really they're living normal lives. I mean, you can have little anomalies from birth that show up. You can have issues with the mitral valve. You can have, you know, you develop stenosis later on, but not even really feel anything so much. But there can be these variants there, and people live completely normal lives, and their heart functions completely normal. So, I mean, just so you know, I wouldn't overly focus on that. What I would focus on is, okay, now you're in your 50s, and you're an ex-military guy, and you want to do everything you can to support your heart and support your health and to really function at a key level and a high level. So, I mean, the question becomes, okay, what can you do to make that happen? So supplements and things, I mean, foods, are you eating plenty of fruits and vegetables, getting at least 2 or 3 servings per lunch and dinner minimum every day? Are you eating non-inflammatory foods? Are you exercising at least 5 days a week? Are you getting plenty of fish oil, 1 to 2 servings a day, plenty of vitamin D, plenty of CoQ10? Are you, you know, eating plenty of fish and keeping your carbohydrates moderate? You know, are you drinking plenty of water, half your body weight in ounces? Are you getting plenty of rest, supporting the adrenal glands? I mean, see, these are all the questions that you should be asking yourself, because at the end of the day, you know, supporting the body, supporting the heart, and keeping the body at a good place where you can go to that next level, so that as you go in and you get tested again at your yearly physical or whatever, and they start noticing that there's, you know, there might be a little variant there, but man, you're healthy. You know, now we're talking. So you got the heart of a 35-year young guy. I mean, those are the kind of things that you want to hear based on your choices that you're making at this point. So now that you're in a place where you can really focus and you can really make better choices, make good choices, that's really the direction you want to focus in. So, I mean, is there anything you can take or anything to fix that? If that's a question in your mind, I wouldn't really, not so much. And I don't, again, it's one of those things where I don't know because I don't have all the tests and everything in front of me. So the doctor would have already told you that. But what can you do moving forward? That's the key. And there's a lot you can do. My book talks about that a lot, too. It's called Empowering Your Health. A lot of tools in there that can help, okay? Thanks for the call, and glad to hear you're doing well. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Ferrolac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Ferrolac.com.